This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria D. Rodriguez. Date of birth is August 19, 1965. Case ID number is 3697321. Date of exam, August 18, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/25/22. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of vertigo / decreased hearing of the left ear and atrophy of the left leg. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on October the 5th, 2021, where she worked in a school cafeteria for 5 years. She also worked at Foy's Supermarket for 2 years. The claimant was a provider for 1 year and worked also in a restaurant for a few months. During that time, she only worked part-time because of other family obligations. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband and children, and her husband just started working again, fixing pipelines. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, vertigo / decreased hearing of the left ear. Number two, atrophy of the left leg compared to the right. History of allegations. Number one, vertigo / decreased. The claimant states that in 2010, she started having vertigo coming from her ear. She states it was mostly on the left side and that she was started on meclizine 25 milligrams TID, which did help her with the vertigo. She does complain of tinnitus as well as decreased hearing of the left ear. No surgeries have been performed and no hearing aids have been provided. At the present time, her condition is stable, but she occasionally still has vertigo. Allegation number two, atrophy of the left leg compared to the right. The claimant states that when she was a child, she was injected in her buttock area and damage to a nerve caused her left leg atrophy when she was a child. She was told that the injection penetrated one of the nerves. From that time on, she started to develop atrophy of the leg. She does not recall exactly when it happened, but she was a child at the time. She has been diagnosed with left leg atrophy, although she is able to use that leg. X-rays have been performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, injections, or any EMGs which have been performed to evaluate nerve function. Her symptoms include increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that she feels daily, but mostly weakness. She denies any swelling, warmth, or pain and stiffness. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes, comma, lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. She does have difficulty in putting on her shoes, but is able to dress herself. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Eduardo Guzman. At the present time, she's on ibuprofen 400 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. The The claimant states that her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and going outside a little bit. She does no other exercise at this time. She was diagnosed with left leg atrophy secondary to nerve damage, and her condition is stable. Family history: the father died at the age of 60. He died of congestive heart failure, and the claimant states that he was a heavy smoker. The mother died at the age of 86 of respiratory distress, and she was also in heart failure. Medications: meclizine, 25 milligrams TID, diazepam, 5 milligrams QID, ondansetron, 8 milligrams QID, PRN for nausea and vomiting. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, decreased hearing of the left ear with tinnitus and vertigo, comma, atrophy of one leg, the left, secondary to a nerve injury, major surgery, C-section in 1990, appendectomy in 1990, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 135 pounds, height 5 feet 3/4 inch, BP 160 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 26.5. General, this is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T after the fifth sentence? The claimant was able to communicate well with me and understand everything that I told her. She did not appear to have any problems with hearing, and her ears appeared to be clear. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal but corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. And as noted earlier, the claimant does wear glasses. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a left leg atrophy. Her right calf measured 36 centimeters and her left calf measured 26 centimeters. Her right thigh measured 44 centimeters and her left thigh measured 37 centimeters, which confirms atrophy of the left leg. Could you drop down to neurological after the last two sentences? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ for the left side and +2 for the right side. Brachioradialis and biceps reflexes were +3 bilaterally, which were slightly elevated. Could you please drop down to the cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and she was limping. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness of the upper or right lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for a left lower extremity atrophy secondary to nerve damage. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and the right lower extremity. The claimant has a fairly normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left lower extremity to a lesser extent, but does have fairly normal readings. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. In the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, especially in the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee and to a lesser extent of the left knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, except with a limp. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop a little bit on the right foot. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. The pinch and opposing exam for the hands was normal. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and reflexes for the biceps brachioradialis reflexes was +3, which was slightly elevated bilaterally. Reflexes for the right patellar and Achilles reflex was +2, and for the left patellar and Achilles reflex was +1. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for all areas except for the left lower extremity, where it was slightly decreased. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms of the left lower extremity. Muscle strain was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the left lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for atrophy of the left lower extremity. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk except with a limp. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant does show evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue of the left lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to some atrophy of the left lower extremity. However, the claimant's leg is still functional. Probable diagnoses. Number one, vertical / hypoacusis of the left ear - being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be able to understand my conversation and to communicate very well with me at this time. Allegation number two, atrophy of the left leg with decreased strength and motor function, confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant is still able to ambulate with that leg and function fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria D. Rodriguez.